Hey, Seeker, welcome to the Awakening Her podcast. I am so grateful that you've been led here, and I'm excited for you that you're answering the call to manifest more magic in your life by mastering the law of attraction. So cool. My name is Talia, and I'm committed to cutting the fluff and showing you exactly how to manifest more excitement, ease, success, abundance, confidence, love, and anything else you've been craving. So if you're ready to crack the code on manifestation, amplify your intuition, and play in the quantum. We are now besties. Let's do this. Hello, Seeker. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the Awakening Her podcast. How's it going today? Oh my goodness, it is so sunshiny as I'm recording this. Spring has sprung, and recently I did the best thing in the world and I got a whole bunch of crystals for my office. Well, okay, I have 500 crystals in my office, but what I mean is the kind you hang in the window where there's rainbows everywhere all of a sudden, and I have three whatever facing windows where there's like full sun most of the day. And I have these three now like balls and, you know, a bunch of things above them, whatever. But there's like 5 million rainbows in my room. And it's this mixture of magic twinkles with like almost like an underwater vibe because the way it looks, it's just everything that my soul is. And so it's great. And I hope that your day is going well. I'm so excited to be here with you right now. So today we are talking about self-love and manifesting. And I'm going to probably say some things you may not have heard before, or maybe the exact perfect thing you need to be reminded of, because the journey of self-love, as I'm saying with this awakening journey and all that stuff, self-love is so important. It's kind of like the key pivotal part of it all. And we're going to get into all of that. Before I do, I want to remind you of the two things. We have the Body Love Challenge starting April 1st. And so it may be started by the time you listen to this, but this is on the path, so it's available at any time. And this is a 5-day body love challenge, and it's perfect for if you are looking to connect deeper with your body, to understand the body element of manifestation. We're going to be talking about the nervous system. We're going to be talking about activating your quote unquote healthiest self and your true authentic self. We're going to talk about movement, clearing. There's a lot that we're going through in these 5 days. It is going to help you to move forward in this journey. So maybe you're like me and you're on a healing journey of healing like your relationship with your body, or maybe it's physical ailments or something that you want a different outcome for your body. This challenge is for you. We are connecting in. We're getting tight with our body. We're even downloading intuitive information, really allowing our body to speak to us on a different level. It's just going to be so powerful. So I invite you into the 5-day body love challenge that is exclusively on the path. If you're not on the path, it is my other podcast, a subscription podcast that is more teachy-teachy. It is more my core trainings. We have weekly assignments, monthly challenges. So you can join for $27 and it's a month-to-month thing. So if you came and it wasn't for you, you can cancel at any time. Join us for the challenge. See if you want to stick around. It is a very, very powerful place to integrate the work. So that is On the Path and the 5-day Body Love Challenge. After that, we have the Shift, the 2-day self-growth weekend. You've probably heard me talk about it by now. It is going to be so powerful and so fun. This is for those of you to bridge the gap from where you are right now and carry you into your next level. So you've been in the manifestation growth work for a while and you're in that goo phase. You're not definitely where you have been. You've made progress. There's things you've overcome, but you're just not quite where you want to be in that level of magnetism and confidence and really clear on what you want for your life and how to be that, do that, all the things. So this is called The Shift. The link is below where if you're interested, you can read all about it. April 20th and 21st, full days with lots of breaks. And it's just going to be such a powerful time. Also, if you want to hear more about it, the episode before this is literally like 8 minutes of breaking down what the event is going to be. So you can check that out. That is The Shift. Okay. So we're going to talk about the self-love and manifesting and what they have to do with one another. So pretty much all of us, I'm always open because I don't know if there's any absolutes, always and never, you know, who knows, but I don't know of a single human or client or friend or child or anything that hasn't struggled with self-love of some kind. So maybe child, you know, when they're like, you know, 4 years old and they're, you know, picking their scabs and all that, maybe they haven't yet. But as you may have experienced, as I experienced, I was bullied pretty early. Kids can be mean and insecurities can come in. So basically all of us struggle with self-love. Some people may have healed it or like, you know, forgiven whoever or reclaim their power. But I do believe that most humans deal with it. I also believe that old souls like you are here to ascend greatly in this lifetime. So this is a lifetime where you chose to literally move mountains and undergo a giant transformation. So in that, in the first, especially the first 20 years of your life, but usually even the first 10 or 15 years of your life, you experienced a lot of things that are unimaginable, a lot of things that really hurt, a lot of deep shit. And you're probably an empath or a sensitive being, or at least really were impacted by these events. And this is the beginning of the awakening process. And I can get more into this in other episodes, but today we're talking about self-love. But you were meant to lose your way in some ways. And again, this isn't to take away any pain, suffering, anything like that. I'm not a bypasser. I have worked with clients that have been through horrific things. So I just want to say here, I'm not trying to gloss over. What I'm saying is your pain ends up sending you into your power. The transformation story that you are meant for is built into the transformation means you're going from something less desirable to something more desirable. You're transforming. So whatever is in there that is your rock bottom, the shit you've been through, the degree of your suffering ends up slingshotting the other way when you get into self-growth and healing to the magnitude of your power. Does that make sense? Like the more you suffer, especially as an old soul in all of this, in some ways, the more capacity you have to explode and to succeed. And when I say suffer, I'm not even saying like comparing your suffering to anyone else. Because your journey is yours. Some people may have been through more dramatically, like physically dramatic things, whereas you, it was more emotional. Like all of them are equal and worthy. Trauma is trauma, and it affects all of us. So why I'm saying all this is built into your plan was you were going to lose yourself in this lifetime and heal and learn and transform and ascend your way back into a magical life. So first and foremost, struggling with self-worth or self-love is nothing to feel shame for. I struggle with it. It is my biggest lesson in this lifetime, which means it doesn't come easy, which means I'm practicing, I'm devoting, I'm turning shit around because it doesn't come easy. So I just want to say that and like even the playing field, if you think I somehow have always loved myself or I have this incredible self-worth and, you know, totally solid boundaries all the time, it's a journey. So when we start talking about self-love and manifesting, it is everything. And as you unlock, that's why manifesting isn't just law of attraction. It's not just a vision board. There's so much to it. As you start unlocking more self-worth, you unlock manifestations. And that's what we're talking about today. So first of all, when I say self-worth, I might sort of interchange it with self-love, but I think self-worthiness is one of the most, let's be real. It's the most important part of this experience. It's the part that your spirit team and your soul wants you to really get on board with and understand that like this is the thing to focus on. So when I say self-worth, I mean believing that you are worthy of manifesting your desires, of being treated well, that you're worthy of relaxing, that you are doing a good job, that even if someone doesn't get you, you're still a worthy, valid human. So self-worth is, you know, at its core, I am worthy of good things, of creating a life for myself, of going for it. I'm worthy of treating myself well, and I'm worthy of being treated well by others. So that is the essence. And I hear often, I intuitively believe that self-worth is actually where you manifest from. You manifest to the degree of your self-worthiness. And that's what we're talking about in all these points. You'll see how it ropes back in. When you don't believe in yourself, when you don't, you know, believe that you are worthy of being treated well or going after things, like you're just not going to. A lack of self-worth and a lack of self-love is a very depressing emotion. And I don't mean it in the way of like a diagnosis, like clinical depression. I mean like depressing, like pushing down. So when we don't love ourselves, we don't stand tall. We don't have a very strong aura. We're not going for the promotion. We're not putting ourselves out there to find love. We're not taking care of our body or our mind or, you know, exercising in some way. We don't almost care. And maybe you've been in that position. I have, where I'm like almost borderline, like I don't even fucking care. Like who cares? Like on the tipping edge of light and dark. And it's like, am I going to even put the effort forward to love myself? And so maybe you've experienced that, or maybe someone is now that is listening to that, and it is everything. So it's, first of all, learning to love yourself is the journey, I think, ultimately that you're going down, especially when it comes to manifestation. There comes a point where you have to believe in your own goals, and you have to believe that you're deserving of them, or that you can do it. You have to believe in yourself to rewrite the pattern of sabotage and not showing up for yourself. And it's to do with healing. But just when you come down to it, you can't bypass good old-fashioned learning self-love. You just can't. So the first thing I want to talk about is alignment. And people often say, you know, alignment, and you got to get in alignment. And what I believe that to mean is, when you are in alignment, you are in line with your true desires, your core values, your soul's intention for you, anything like that. When you are in line with your highest trajectory, when you're in line with who you truly are, you are in alignment. So when you love yourself and you practice loving yourself, you are automatically more in alignment with that fullest expression of who you are, which is also the part of you that can manifest money or love or feel magnetic and be successful and all those things. That's the same version of you, the one that is in alignment with the highest good, with your core values, with your true desires. So learning to love yourself and really focusing on self-love, and I'm going to get to, before I end, ways you can do this, tangible ways. But as you get more into alignment, you just start manifesting more. As you focus more on self-love, self-compassion, self-nurturing, your vibration goes up, which is my next point, is vibration. That is another huge reason how, or reason why self-love has everything to do with manifesting, because self-love automatically raises your vibration. So when I say vibration, I'm referring to the, I think it's the Hertz scale of vibration. You can look it up online. Different emotions vibrate, resonate at different frequencies. When we are feeling shame or fear or regret or something that has a lower vibration, our cells are vibrating at a lower, you know, pace. Higher vibration, feeling good, it's vibrating at a higher pace, but the thing, or higher rate, the thing is like attracts like. So wherever our vibration is what we are going to attract more of. That is kind of law of attraction 101, right? So self-love, love is literally the highest vibration on the scale. Like love is associated with Tao, with highest consciousness, with source, with spirit, with God. So self-love, giving yourself love, is like giving yourself source frequency. Think about that. Self-loving. I've taught this before in classes and people have like total like brain blown moments. Brain blown. Self-love is self-source, is self-magic, is self-Tao, is self-healing. So self-love also raises your vibration. It just does. You can't feel love and not be in a higher vibration. And this makes you magnetic for abundance, for more love, for anything that translates into joy, love, and gratitude, you know, like those really high emotions. So when you're in that, you are automatically attracting more. So the more you do little things to love yourself, you incrementally up your vibration. So the next thing I want to talk about is also beliefs. So self, like you manifest from self-worth, and your self-worth, it like automatically impacts your belief, right? Your belief in yourself when you're saying, I can't do that, or I can do that. I'm worthy of, you know, someone treating me well, or whatever. I'll just kind of, you know, stay with this person because I don't want to be alone, and I don't really care if they treat me like crap. It's like these different levels of when we are worthy or less worthy within ourself, when we believe we are exactly that, we have these other beliefs. So I can, I can't, I'm weak, I'm strong, I can do this, you know, I'm resilient, or I'm not, I can't do this, this is bigger than me. So when we are in self-love, it strengthens your belief in yourself and your ability to manifest. And then it also changes like what you will and will not put up with for relationships, or, you know, you have a belief system around like, I deserve to be in a fulfilling career. And so you may stop settling or look for a job that might be more fulfilling. You know, our beliefs are everything. If we think manifestation's hard, if we think weight loss is hard, if we think there's no good men out there, or no good women, or, you know, there's no one in my town I can connect with, like our beliefs are exactly what we're putting out there. And that stuff is based on our self-worthiness and how much we love ourselves. Because I'll tell you, now I won't let myself believe something like, you're never going to do it, or even, why did you fuck up, or you always, like, I just won't let myself talk to myself that way because I love myself. So I'm not going to spend any thought going like, you're never going to do it, or who's going to buy your book. Like, I just won't, because I love myself. That's it. That's why. I won't shit talk myself. So it really becomes clear, I choose powerful beliefs, but I couldn't do that when I didn't love myself, because I kind of just didn't care enough. It's sort of a weak energy. And I don't mean weak and bad, because I've been there, and there's days I'm there. Like, let's be real, we're humans. So I don't mean weak and bad. I mean like strength, like physical charge, you know, like a sort of withdrawn, apathetic vibe is weaker than like a strong vibration. Does that make sense? Anyway. And then the last thing I want to talk about is how when you're in self-love, you're also taking different action. You're taking inspired action. And sometimes it is big, bold, brave stuff. But sometimes it's like remembering to, I always say, like, take your vitamins, like these things you could just not do, or go for walks every day, or meditating, or, you know, actually going out, connecting with friends, putting yourself out there in your business, taking that big leap. You do that stuff when you love yourself. And it's kind of like the thing I was saying with the beliefs is, I will take action on my dreams now because I love myself, and I don't want to sabotage my dreams like we talked about in the self-sabotage episode just a couple ago. I want to take action. I want to, you know, like, I very little drink alcohol now, and it used to be a problem. I'm very consistent with things like exercise, and nutrition is so important to me. It's the forefront, and it's because I love myself. It's because I don't want to poison myself. It's because I don't want to harm myself. And that is good old-fashioned self-love. So when you love yourself, you take different actions. And when you take different actions, your life unfolds differently. So when I say self-love, we're going to transition into like what that actually looks like, what you can do, and then we're going to wrap this episode up. So you see now how important it is. When we love ourselves, we have self-worth, we have standards, we believe in ourselves, we think we're worthy of good things and good people and all that. When we love ourselves, we are more in alignment with our desires, with our values, with our soul. We are in alignment with the whole reason we're here, which is learning how to love ourselves. So that's a big one. When we're in self-love, it raises our vibration, making you a magnet for things like abundance and more joy and healing and people that are higher vibration and all that stuff. Everything. It attracts everything good when you're in a higher vibration. And then also self-love impacts your beliefs. It strengthens your belief in yourself, and it strengthens your belief in your ability to manifest and create what you want for yourself, a successful business, to fucking go to the moon. Cause like, I am here for a big life, and I know you are too. And big means inner transformation, huge lifestyle change. And then if you want a business or $1 zillion or whatever, go big, do what you want to do. But healing and rising and everything is like, that is huge. You're here for a big life. And when you love yourself, you start to believe in yourself and start to believe in that possibility for you. And then having self-love also impacts your actions. It makes you take different actions, actions literally that are in line with loving yourself. You may be more diligent with like going to the dentist or flossing your teeth or something, or it might be hiring a coach because you value your mental health or your business success or whatever. It might be taking solo away time, taking action, going on a dating site or whatever it is, finally like creating that garden you've wanted to, because you finally go like, I'm worthy of this. I want to do this, right? So it's so important. So Self-love, I like to think of transitioning in what does that actually look like? To me, self-care is the action of self-love. So when we love ourselves, we care for ourselves in action. So let's just make it really simple and go, how can I care for myself on a deeper level? And then there's a few areas to look at. Your body. Your body's pretty obvious, right? Like maybe you need to drink more water, or you want to exercise more often, or, you know, cleaning up diet or taking supplements, or the nervous system. You know, maybe there's healing something going on in the body. But also, how can I care for my mind? Which right there, how can I have more self-caring thoughts? If I care for myself, are we going to let the inner critic run the show and cut you down and make you feel like crap? Are you going to listen to the inner devil when it's like whispering, like, just eat this or just whatever? And it's not about all of a sudden turning off that voice, all of a sudden not listening. It's thinking about it. And it's thinking, how can I care for myself in my mind more? How can I be more self-compassionate? How can I be more self-forgiving? How can I be more gentle in my mind? And maybe that is going back to therapy or coloring more often because you love, you know, it just makes you feel so good. It's so good for your mind, or talking to a friend or joining a group. You know, what can you do to care for yourself more? So I said body, mind, and then of course, spirit, soul. Maybe that's your connection to, you know, spirit. Maybe it's meditating, maybe it's writing to God, or it's pulling angel cards, or it's being out in nature and just connecting to like the flow of life and the present moment. That stuff is so soothing to the soul. So self-love is reinforced by action, which is self-care. So number one, I started off by kind of giving a little bit of a pep talk, but like, you are innately worthy of love. No matter where you came from, no matter what perceived disabilities or things that you've been made to feel less than, or people that have not treated you well or cut you down or labeled you as something, physical, you know, setbacks, emotional, whatever, you are deserving of love, no matter what you've walked through. And in fact, given what you've walked through, you are deserving of even more love because you've been through a crazy journey. You don't have to do anything to earn love. It's probably now a retraining process because you weren't taught that, perhaps, or you lost it somewhere along the way. So you just innately are worthy and deserve to love yourself. There's nothing you have to do to earn it. You don't have to go to church more. You don't have to repent. You don't have to donate more to charity. You don't have to become any kind of different person. You are worthy full on right now of loving yourself, and you have the choice. Am I going to learn to love myself, or am I going to believe in whatever those people told me or I was led to believe about myself? So understanding that you are innately worthy already right now of love, self-love is literally the path to healing, to manifesting, to awakening, to growing, to becoming all you've ever been. Now, how can you take that energy and just start to care for yourself a little bit more? When you ask yourself, what do I need? What does self-care look like for me? And yes, of course, it can be bubble baths. I love a good bath. It can be getting a massage or going to a yoga class. Those things are amazing. And remember that it's in the energy you carry. It's in the way you talk to yourself. It's in the way you brush your teeth. It's in the way you care for your needs. It's in the way you put on socks when your feet are cold or remember to bring water with you. It's in the way you reach out for help when you normally wouldn't, or you hire somebody to help you. It's in the way you choose to go for a walk, even just for 10 minutes, because it would feel good. And I'm worthy of that. And that's as simple as it is. Learning to love yourself is a life journey, and I'm in it with you. And having self-care is caring for yourself. And when you learn to do this, you automatically start manifesting different. You start manifesting different circumstances, different levels of abundance, ideas, your intuition starts, you know, activating more because you're more kind of in tune. Remember, it's the center of what you manifest. It's either you in alignment or not, you in a high vibration or not, you in the quote unquote right beliefs or not to manifest, you taking action or not is all about self-love. So take this moment right now and know that you are worthy. Know that you were born worthy. No matter what you've done or haven't done, you are worthy of loving yourself. and really put that into play. If I loved myself, how would I act here? If I loved myself, what would I do first thing in the morning? How would I eat? And I want to say, it's not just all salads if you love yourself, because the version of you that loves yourself also enjoys, dessert or a boozy drink once in a while, or gluten, heaven forbid, whatever it is. You know, they can also enjoy that and then be self-loving and not self-judging and move on and know that like it's all good because you're self-loving. So it's not extreme. It's actually this middle ground. How would you be if you loved yourself? How would you go after your dreams? How would you invest in yourself? What would your posture be like? How would you dress? Just really starting to inquire into that. And I want to say that if you are in this place where you're building self-love back up, the shift weekend is truly for you. This is the stuff we're talking about: coming back, aligning with your true desires, releasing what you are not, making space for what you are, energy activation, real life processes on the spot that will shift your vibration and shift your reality and really have you stepping into self-love and feeling so much better in your journey. So if this is all resonating and like a bunch of times you're like, yes, yes, oh my goodness, yes. Join us in the shift. It is for you, a 2-day self-growth weekend. All the links are below. You know what to do. Okay, I love you so much, Seeker. I hope this resonated. I hope this helped you today, and I'll see you in the next episode. Hey, thank you for listening to this episode. It truly means a lot, and I really, really hope that it served you. I invite you to check out the show notes. There's all sorts of action down there, including the Awakening Her Daily Practice, which is a beautiful daily practice to process your emotions and manifest what it is that you want. In the show notes, you'll also find the Awakening Her Manifesting Apparel store, how to reach me on Instagram and Facebook, as well as some one-to-one opportunities. So make sure to check that out, and I'll see you in the next episode. Hey Seeker, thanks so much for tuning in. Before you go, I want to let you know about The Bedtime Ritual. This is a brand new book that I've created that is a 100-day journey of evening journal prompts. The Bedtime Ritual is a perfect tool for bringing in more intentional reflection, self-care, me time, manifestation, all in just one prompt per evening. I know you're going to love The Bedtime Ritual. The link is below and you can find it on Amazon.